bold or be sold. Get loud. Be proud. Sink or swim. What's it gonna be? You've tuned into the Human Food Factor Show. A proactive viewpoint about where we are headed, who is taking us there, and why. Here's your host, Howard Axtell.
Wow, and here we are again, up on the hills in Liberty, Tennessee. Myself, Howard Axtell.
And Ron Lewis. How are we doing tonight, folks?
Coming at you with the Human Food Factor program. For the next 2 hours, we'll be filling your ears with things you don't hear. Filling your ear with things you don't hear.
Yeah.
Mainstream media just doesn't do us quite the justice we deserve, unfortunately, and we're here to tell you the things that we know and that we think needs to happen next. We're a call-in forum. Our number here is 1-800-313-9443. Call in. Tell our listeners your part and your take on becoming prepared and self-sufficient. We already know that we're in a hole that is getting deeper and deeper, and we're in the bottom of the thing. And we just don't know what, where, or when this is going to hit, but it's going to hit. there's so many different points of contention that it's just mind-boggling. And everybody I know, and everybody Ron knows, everybody knows that there is a big dark cloud hanging out there, and it is just, at any given moment, it's going to pop. And we're going to be right in the middle of this thing with our finger in the air going, gee, did I do enough? Did I do enough? Did I do enough for my family? Did I do enough for my neighbors? What about our neighbors? We've been talking about communications. Today we've got Jim Lavelle will be coming on, and more than likely also Chuck, who is a faithful he shares as a show host occasionally. He has his own show, and he's very Chuck Smith is a very accomplished prepper, as we all are. And, you know, we're not just a bunch of talking heads, folks. We know there's a problem. Alternative radio is the only venue in which to get this information out to the people who are interested enough to tune in and listen to the different ideas of what's going on, and better yet, what are we going to do about it? We decided to turn this show into a prepper self-preparation vehicle in which we could relay information as we learn, and our callers call in and tell us what they've done and why. It's been an interesting show. This is, I think Ron and I would have to both agree that this has been more fun and more informative than any other network we've been with, delivering the message of the day. Yep. And we have a fair idea of tens of thousands of hours of research, and other many, many, many accomplished researchers have picked through all this stuff, and we pretty much know what it is, who it is, why it is. These inbred buggers, boy, I'll tell you, they are nutty as a fruitcake. They only speak their own language. We don't get to see them much because they don't want to be seen that much. They don't want to be heard. They just want to manipulate the planet to evolve in a manner that between them they've arrived at as being what needs to happen. They need to depopulate the earth because it's way, way, way too fat, too many people. They're not manageable enough, and they're eating too much food.
Yeah.
So just little things like that. And so, you know, this is all geared towards, oh, you little people down there, you got no rights, yeah? That's right. That's right. We need you three out of those four need to go over there. Hey, we're going to be back for more of this fun stuff here in a moment. We're going to go to our first break. Call in 1-800-313-9443. Thank you for listening.
Have
Have you ever tasted pancakes or waffles made from freshly milled whole grain? If you haven't, you've missed a marvel of flavor and nutrition. In fact, this miracle of fresh milled goodness will never be found in a grocery store, restaurant, or bakery. But you can unlock this miracle of fantastic flavor, super nutrition, and a whole new world of self-sufficiency right in your own home. The grand key to all these blessings is the Country Living Grain Mill. The Country Living Grain Mill, made in America for 40 years, has been embraced by tens of thousands of families throughout the world, and they stand as a testament of the blessings that the Country Living Mill brings them. For example, whole wheat berries contain over 20 essential nutrients. Commercial milling strips away 70% of those nutrients. You're being robbed. Reclaim what's rightfully yours by going to countrylivinggrainmills.com. For goodness sake, countrylivinggrainmills.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Looking for answers? You're tuned in to the right place. The Human Food Factor Show with your radio god, Howard Axtell.
Welcome back again on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, excuse me, 5 to 7 central, on the 4th of August. Where does time go? Man, time flies. We've had a lot of news from all over the place, and you talk about colored balls. There's colored balls that have everybody distracted, but they're a different level of colored ball. Then you see these other colored balls. You've got Nibiru. You've got the followers of the scientific community that are telling us that there's a brown dwarf star that is about to pass Earth. These are acts of God. These are things that are very, very difficult. Not only, they really aren't that difficult to predict. But
no, when you can see it.
Yeah, when you can see it. But, you know, the funny thing about it is, if it were something you needed to be entertaining right now, you would think that somebody would tell you. You know?
No.
Right. In any event, where we're at here, we're the final pawns in a global financial governance program that is organized and designed to be for our own good. They need to take this whole thing over and create a single point management system for all these pesky young things called people. You know, those pesky organisms down there. There's too many of them. Boy, they're just... Man, Bill Gates just hates it, you know. He just really hates it. And so does Ted Turner, and so does, who's the lady out of, got the big radio TV show? I can't remember her name. Condoleezza Rice comes to mind. Ooh, our next VP. Oh, God, yes, just what we need. Just what we need. Boy, I'll tell you what. You know, our two-party system, anybody out there agree that the two-party system is a joke and it doesn't work because you get the same results out of either one of them? It just depends on who gets, well, who are we going to pump money in? Let's see, which one's going to do us the best good this time around? Yeah. Well, this little puppet they got in there now has done a real good job for the ones that got him in there last time. But now they're backing the other guy. I don't know.
It worries me.
Yeah, really. It worries everybody. You know, we've got all these government regulations. Man, they're driving the coal power plants out of business. They are driving. They're talking 50 just this year alone. Power plants. Why in the world would they mess around with that power supply?
Well, that puts more strain on the grid.
Boy, it does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Gee, I wonder who produces it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these failing solar companies, maybe, that they're pumping all this money into. Folks, we are in for some kind of we are swimming upstream is what we're doing, and the current's getting heavier, and the water's getting deeper, and we are not gaining on anything. Somebody is. Somebody is. We don't have the money, the age-day-old question of the week that we ask every time, if we don't have the money, who's got it? See, that's the question you should be thinking. If you're wondering, God, who would ever do these things? Who would ever do this?
Why? The people with the money.
The people with the money, because, boy, whatever they're doing, they've done it right, because it keeps pumping that money right into that pocket. You know, the funny thing about it is, though, if you've got all the money in one pocket, it's worthless. It's absolutely worthless.
They don't look at it that way.
But what they've done is they've taken this 90%, which is fiat money. That's thanks to our fractional banking system brought in by these same people, to where 90% of all the funds on the books does not exist. It creates debt. And debt is ownership of property, unfortunately. And this is exactly where they've aimed, and this is exactly what they've accomplished. You know, if you look at foreclosure maps, I mean present day, I mean today, foreclosure maps, major cities around the United States, it's unbelievable. I mean, granted, those maps are only as big as your, you know, a foot by a foot, but they're almost completely covered with little red dots of these foreclosures, and every city is the same. Okay, great. So these foreclosures, all those poor people, okay, they go back to the bank. The banks aren't doing well, if anybody hasn't noticed. They're going under left and right, and those tickets are being passed on to the next wherever who's ever's in line behind that bank. Now we got the Rothschilds have joined in with the Rockefellers out of West Virginia and decided that they're going to join hands at this peculiar point in time to manage assets. Geez, these foreclosures, when the banks go under, where does all that property go? That's right. That's right. Goes in somebody's pocket. We don't have the money. Who's got the money? Okay, that's kind of where we're at here. Our food production has been regulated out of existence in this country. As a matter of fact, they're working on the land now. They've flooded it. They've done everything they can, and they've regulated the farmer to the point where he cannot operate. He's going out of business. He has to leave his property, and just so happens, right in the wings, is a large corporation ready to snap it up. Almost like it was planned that way.
No, sure.
Can't you imagine such a thing? You ask yourself again, what kind of people would do this? Folks, there is another kind of person out there. And these are the people you need to learn to recognize. If it takes a little study, go up on our website, www.thehumanfoodfactor.com. If you'd like a taste, there's a tab up there called History Lesson. And if you'd like to know, it's really unusual. All these different presidents we've had, turns out Their families have been friends for years. They're just kind of passing the baton back and forth. Clinton's rubbing hands and kissy-facing with each other. Of course, not while they're in the heat of the battle. Oh, no. But immediately following, all of a sudden, we're best friends again because their families have been friends forever. It's amazing. It is amazing. You've got even friends of these families are buying up arms companies in the United States. They snapped up Marlin, one of the oldest names there is. Who are these people? You know, you really got to consider, why would anyone want to do this to us? There is another side of the fence, folks, and I am serious. There is a very, very present, imminent danger to our well-being. And
it's called the United Nations.
Yeah. And matter of fact, United Nations is a large part of it. They really are. You know, a lot of that United Nations was, I'll tell you, Rockefeller, the Rockefeller family, people don't know. I got a real quick history lesson out of a friend of mine in West Virginia here last week about how the Rockefellers actually embedded themselves in West Virginia, kind of an innocuous state, but it's kind of right in the middle of everything, Virginia, Washington, D.C., you know, these kind of places. So, basically, it was either you do what we want or we're going to kill you. And they started with judges. They started killing judges. They killed, I think they killed three of them at one time. And the rest of them all of a sudden, sheeples. They turned into sheeples and they went along with anything and any kind of legislation that was brought to them. And, you know, throwing accusations out like that is inflammatory. But it's history. You know, this is the history that they didn't teach us in school. I blame my father. I said, man, it's your generation's fault. You know, he's 80 years old. I said, yeah, he'd fall in line for that kind of stuff. And he looked at me and he said, no, son. He said, they didn't teach us this stuff. He said, you were the first I'd even heard of this. And now you're showing me that it's true. So, I mean, we've got a lot of stuff going on here, folks. And, you know, cutting off the water, cutting off our, these are all supply chains. This is the bottom line. You've got the grid, you've got power supply, you've got the food supply, you've got the transportation supply, you've got gas and oil. You know, they're all linked in together. One of them goes down, they all go down. That's my personal belief. If you get gas, gee, what happens if something interrupts the gas flow? Like they have a big war. Or something. Yeah. Not another one.
No.
Not an extra added one.
Sure, why not?
Sorry, we're just so funny up here. But what if something does interrupt our fuel flow? You know? I mean, we're not allowed to dig here, of course. We it's not that we don't have it. We've got more oil than anybody on the planet. But we can't dig because somebody said so. Problem being is that means that source is coming from outside the country, from other unstable countries where we're overthrowing bombs and flying non-manned vehicles over and just doing anything we want. And if that oil flow got interrupted, geez, they could blame that in a heartbeat, couldn't they?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the trucks don't run. All of a sudden, we don't have food on the shelves at the grocery stores. We don't have more gas at the gas station. I mean, all these things are connected, folks. All it takes, or how about power? Power goes out. If you've been in a
hurricane,
or a major earthquake, something that shut the power off, boy, you learn real quick what it's like. And there are a lot of folks out there that have been through that, and they know. I'm one of them. I watched it, and I was amazed. It was right when I was writing my book that you can find on our website at www.thehumanfoodfactor.com. Called The Human Food Factor, of course. In any event, while I'm writing this book, here comes hurricane number one down there in Florida. And all the power went out. Man, I'm going to tell you, within about a three-day period, you would have sworn to God we were in the middle of a war zone. Man, the trash wasn't picked up, sewage backing up in the tub. It was something else. And then food in the refrigerator. all that good stuff. Hey, look here, we're going to keep talking at you, folks. We've got a couple of guests that are coming on the show. Call in 1-800-313-9443. Thank you for listening.
Have devastating floods or storms affected you and your family? Has your property or home been damaged? Do you need help now? If you need help in Middle Tennessee, HRA Home Improvement is just a phone call away. From roofing to building a bridge, HRA Home Improvement can handle just about any of your building needs. Here in Middle Tennessee, we have learned that Mother Nature may not offer the happy ending we hoped for. We've learned to depend on local businesses to bring honest solutions to the community and the companies that reside here. HRA Home Improvement is a local company with a mission to do the job right the first time, every time. Call your local general contractor, HRA Home Improvement Company, at 615-410-7924. Again, that number is 615-410-7924. From Murfreesboro, Tennessee, I approve this message.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
To Connecting the Dots, the Human Food Factor Show, with your host, Howard Axtell.
Let's go!
And here we go again with Howard Axtell and
Ron Lewis.
That's right, out of Liberty, Tennessee, broadcasting the Human Food Factor Show through our network and at the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, out of Texas. We're very pleased to say we've got a lot of coverage across the United States. A lot of radio stations pick us up, and we're very, very pleased with our relationship with RBN. Has a wonderful listenership. You folks out there, this is a prepper forum. Call in 1-800-313-9443. We've got quite a show for you today. We've got Jim out of West Virginia, a very accomplished man that I know, and he has come on with us in two or three different networks that we've been on, and has helped with his knowledge, and he is going to help with the communications issue. We're talking shortwave radio. How do we communicate if everything goes down? Because, like I was saying, one of these supply chains go down, they all go down, and we're talking massive. Big problems. We're talking big problems. You'll just have to figure that out for yourself. You're going to have food. You're going to have water. You're going to have communications with your neighbors. And you're going to have to talk to people so that you have some kind of a network that you know when it hits the fan, you've got a place that you can be, and vice versa. You've also got to be as good a friend as you are looking for. In any event, Jim, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Jim, we've got a couple of callers here we'd like to squeeze in real quick. I didn't think you'd mind here.
Oh, no.
Okay, we've got Andy from California. Let's go ahead and get him on here first. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, better now that you're here. What's happening?
Oh, not much. I thought I'd clue you guys in. I finally got someone to put this television show on that I did. And it's on YouTube. The username is A. Morris, A, and then the M is capital, the rest is small letters, and then C-A. And the Gmail is AM123CA, and it's the disability rights section on page 23. And we're called the Coalition of the Learning Disabled. And our issue is that just by the nature of our disability, we tear down the corporate veil and expose the government for operating under Title 18, Sections 241 and 242. And the fact that the sonographer wasn't changed out with the advent of the phonograph shows beyond a reasonable doubt that the government controls discovery, and the state is controlling discovery. They pretty much own everything. But if you watch that TV show, it talks about the Judicial Transparency Act, and I do eventually do have goals. I want to be the host of America's Most Funniest Courtrooms on Friday night. Because let's face it, if the judicial branch of government's not accountable to the people, the executive branch is not going to be, and the military will not be deployed in regards to the wishes of the people, because they change what you say in the courtroom. You can go in for a parking ticket, and next day you could be getting waterboarded in Guantanamo Bay.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's becoming more and more evident that the states are actually, they are actually causing federal action. And it's unusual. Yeah. They've actually, so it's an obvious payoff. I mean, there is no doubt about it. That's the only reason. You've got a number of states that have declared sovereignty, Oklahoma being the first and foremost. And then you've got Texas, and you've got a handful of others. And there's a bunch of others that are about to follow suit, declaring that we don't fall under federal law, and we can do any dang thing that we please, provided it's constitutionally correct. But then on the flip side, you've got them accepting legislation and being paid to do it, you know, federal legislation. So this kind of falls in line with what you're talking about. Why don't you give us that, before you leave, why don't you give us that that YouTube address one more time?
Okay, it's A. Morris, it's C-A, that's the YouTube name, and then the Gmail is AM123CA, and then it's and then it's Disability Rights, and it's the Coalition of Learning Disabled. It's the TSPN television show, 6 minutes long. I did the best I could to stay on point, and we're just people with dyslexia and attention deficit disorder that feel we should be able to go to board meetings or department motor vehicles without getting arrested for using a tape recorder for quality assurance, just like I'm using right now.
I hear you. Well, look, we appreciate your call. We're going to move on into our next caller here. Thanks a lot, Andy. Hang on to our number. Call back anytime. We're going to take Mark from Texas. Mark, welcome to the show.
Way to go, Andy. I feel kind of guilty about taking away from the guest. I don't think this is fair. But we talked last time about the small Honda and Yamaha generators.
Yes, I did some thinking about that. You're absolutely correct. The smaller power generators are a great idea.
Well, they'll run 16 amps constant. Now, that's not lock rotor. You know, so in other words, if you have an item that maybe pulls 5 amps, you're probably okay on startup. You see what I'm getting at? Okay. Now, there's another thing I found, and this is a pretty sweet little item. I don't have any stock in the company. Here's my disclaimer. But it's an EdgeStar model number FP430. What this is, guys, this is a small freezer.
F-Star.
EdgeStar.
EdgeStar. Okay.
Model number's FP430. It's a freezer / cooler, okay? And it's built in the chest type configuration.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Guys, these folks,
We're going to have to go to a break. Sorry to interrupt you, Mark. Hang tight. We're going to come back to you, and then we'll get to Jim, and we're going to get into some communications here. This is good stuff. This is something we need to know about. Call in, folks, 1-800-313-9443.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Human Food Factor Show is looking for sponsors. If you would like to advertise your service, organization, or your product on the Human Food Factor Show, this is perfect timing because we are looking for you. We can prepare a first-class advertising spot for you at no cost. Then you can take your pick and choose how many spots you'd like per show. We will create a static ad for your business for our website pages and link your ad to your website. If you are looking for a comfortable, effective, and affordable advertising solution, this is the opportunity you've been waiting for. This is an aggressive yet affordable method for reaching as many potential sales as possible. Give yourself and our listeners the opportunity to meet you and hear your offer. Reach out and touch someone with an advertising solution that meets the needs of our listeners and your business. Call HRA 615-410-7924. That number again is 615-410-7924.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Human Food Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell.
All righty then. We're talking to Mark from Texas here about small power units that are very, very handy to have. Let's see here. Mark, are you still there?
Oh, you bet.
Okay. Did you have anything you wanted to add to this? We've got the model numbers FP Frank Papa 430.
It's called an
Edge Star?
Edge Star, that's it.
Okay, Edge Star. Okay, good deal. We'll look into that.
On 110 volts, it pulls 0.75 amps.
Wow.
Point 0.75. On 12, it also runs on 12 or 24.
That's incredible.
On 12 amps, it pulls 2.
There's a lot of units out there. We've been studying that subject here. As far as, you know, cooling, because, boy, your electricity goes down and your frozen goods are toast.
Yeah, it's not just about food. It's about food preservation also.
Absolutely.
And this has a temperature range of -8 to 50 degrees. It's a cooler or a freezer.
Wow, that's pretty spectacular.
This is trucker approved. Let's get to Jim, but I had to throw that in for folks. If they want to do some research, it's a pretty good deal.
Okay, we'll do that. We got that written down. We'll be checking that out. Thank you very much, Mark.
You're
always appreciated here. We've got Jim from West Virginia going to talk about shortwave as soon as we give him a moment here. We've got one quick caller. We're going to take this one call, and then we're going to get into communications, folks. Is that okay, Jim?
Sure. Okay. I like callers. I like callers. They're not taking anything from me.
Okay. Cool, man. All right. We've got Mike from Utah. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you very much. I've never called before, but I actually have talked to Mark before, and I've heard from him. He's a great man. He really is. He knows his stuff. And I would like to say that there's also small helical windmills that can be mounted on the sides of buildings, condominiums, in the city, because there's always a wind flow along the large the taller towers.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah, yeah.
That's
good stuff. Two-thirds of our people in this country live on the seaboards and in the cities. You know,
you can look that up. I can't remember the name of them. I just called on a whim, and there's also something called a cool bot. You should look that up, which can really create wonderful preservation conditions in almost any insulated walk-in. You could make it in a walk-in closet, CoolBot, with a regular, just a very small window cooler. You ever heard of that?
Darn. Huh.
You really? And the only one more thing is, all of the corn genetics are being bought up and being locked in. Carlos Slim from Mexico has done a wonderful job about buying almost all of the open-pollinated corn seeds. I would suggest that everybody in North America buy whatever rare variety of corn they can find and grow it in an isolated area, and that will be as good an investment as gold. How about that?
No, I'll tell you what, anything non-GMO in this day and age is as good as gold already. I think we've only just begun to find that out, too. I've gotten so paranoid over the food that I buy that I'm paying twice as much, but I'm eating half as much. And it's so much better for you. It's unbelievable. Mike, thank you very much for calling in. Keep our number. Call in anytime.
Thank you.
Without any further ado, we're going to go to Jim from West Virginia. He's going to give us an expose on his thoughts on shortwave and communications between ourselves, our friends, our neighbors, and listening to what is happening afar. Take her away, Jimmy.
Okay, let's segue into this because I have in my hot little hands the Backwoods Solar Electric Systems Catalog 2009, second edition. I hope you have a pencil and paper handy, but I'll give you a phone number. This is Pacific Time, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's Backwoods Solar Electric Systems. It's a catalog of all kinds of 12 and 24 volts of refrigerators, inverters, chargers for 12-volt batteries, solar, you name it, alternate energy, refrigerators which take 75 watts rather than 250.
I've heard of these guys. Heard of those. That was my very first place that I looked. That's a great suggestion. Give us that phone number.
Sure, I'll give you a phone number and a website. And I do like anybody who's involved in this deal. But 208-263-4290. Repeat. 208-263-4290. 4290, I'm sorry. They have a website, www.backwoodssolar.com. So www.backwoodssolar.com, two S's between Backwoods and Solar, okay? But I have in my hot little hands this catalog. Now, some of this stuff's kind of pricey, but let me explain something. There's a fellow I was helping get off the grid. I'm not off the grid. I have 12-volt, all kinds of 12-volt stuff, but it'll charge you for it. But he was sitting there saying, well, I have this 1.5-horsepower deep well pump, and it takes this size of an inverter, and blah, 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 blah. I said, wait a second. You have a 1.5-horsepower pump. when you're taking a shower, for instance, what percentage of the time does the pump run? He says, about a fourth or a third. I said, that tells me you need about a half horsepower pump, because it's cheaper to buy a more efficient appliance than it is to build a big enough power supply to kick a 1.5 horsepower 220-volt pump. So anyway, he says, duh. So it was a lot cheaper to buy a less expensive, smaller pump than it was to come up with a power supply for the big boy. So I just thought to tell you, these people, Backwoods Solar Electric Supply System, this is a second edition, 2009, and it has chock full of information. So for those who are so concerned with it, okay, you call me into this and say, hey, communication. I'm going to try to split it into three parts. The one is your immediate neighborhood. Two is the region, like your county or, you know, a few counties. And three is what in the heck is the rest of the world doing? And I'm going to try to focus primarily on your neighborhood, and it's actually pretty simple. And then I'll go into two-meter ham radio, because that's the only thing I think is going to survive if they can keep their batteries charged on their repeaters. And I am going to touch a little bit on the long-haul stuff, the frequency bands, what they do, general statements about them. But the most important thing is what's going on your block. Now, this is the most important thing for you to consider. You need to talk to your neighbors. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Howard, let's say you and I were neighbors, and we argued about everything. If you were for it, I was again, and if I was for it, you were again. And we'd argue about it back and forth. But I guarantee if a spaceship landed from Mars, we'd become the best of buddies.
Immediately. And we'd bicker later.
Yeah, we'd argue about all that stupid stuff later. But all jokes aside, when the stuff hits the fan, people have to kind of band together for their own
self-protection. You gotta have friends. You gotta have people you can rub elbows with that you've talked to. That's right.
Right. It's super duper simple. If you take the smallest tribe somewhere, wherever in the world, or the smallest military patrol out on patrol, somebody stays up all night to watch over the flock or watch over the whomever. So that's the essence of government. I'll watch my back if you watch mine. And God help the night watchman of some tribe if he's found stealing. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. But they, basically, that's what government's all about, protecting each other. Now, that's what is, when everything goes down and there's no federal, no national government has ever survived the collapse of its economy. This is being done, the collapse of its currency, excuse me. This is being done by design. So understand that we don't know what's going to be left of the national government. All right. We don't know what part of it will be intact. The ruble collapsed in Russia, and so the Soviet Union went down. But here's the most important point. When everything hits the fan, I don't care if it's riots or whatever, your government goes down to the neighborhood level. I'll watch my back, you watch mine. You need to get with other people, and I don't care how you do it, how you could print up stuff on your computer or whatever and say, hey, folks, we need to talk. Now, I'll tell you something very interesting. You can get free telephone conferencing lines. Freetelephoneconferencing.com is one. I can't remember the others. But you can set up for anybody who has flat long distance. You can set up a conference calls on anything. You can talk with each other that way, or just basically get information around and say, hey, I'm trying to put together a neighborhood, a real neighborhood watch, not a Stasi, snitch to the government trash. But that's what's going to happen. Now, that's going to happen no matter what. When this stuff hits the fan, everybody's going to get, oh, my God, what are you going to do? Well, I tell you what, I'll be at one end of the street, and you be at the other end of the street, and if we see looters coming, we're going to blow the horn three times. Or SOS, if you want. But work out a communication system. You can work with your neighbors and say, okay, one blast of the horn means you come from the east, one blast of the horn means from the west.
Right.
It's all common sense, but you need to communicate with folks. Now, the fine art of communication and tolerating other people's points of view seems to be lost because everybody likes to argue with everything. That's stupid, folks. The only thing you're concerned about is mutual protection and safety. So there are several tools which you may want to look into. But most important is to get people together and start talking about this. Because the closer we come, the smiley face is falling off of the beast. Behold the beast. And people are getting nervous, and as the stuff gets closer, you will want to start talking with people. What are we going to do? Because there's rioting in Los Angeles. What the heck's going on? You know, so communication with your friends, neighbors, what have you, is most important. And just ditch your differences. Check your ego if you have conference calls. Just just get along together. But you cooperate. Now, certain things may come in handy. You can get a little horn, which you can carry in your hand. The boaters use them. And
yeah, little air horns.
Yeah, blow your ears out.
Yeah, they do. Boy, I'll tell you, they work good, too. They're loud.
Yeah, get a few extra cans of stuff to run it. You can actually take, if you come up with a 12-volt system, you can come up with a car horn for your house. I mean, hello? Let's use a little common sense here. But that's one means of communication. Another thing I strongly suggest is a bullhorn. Now, I found one at Harbor Freight. I'm a tool guy. So I found one at Harbor Freight for, what, I don't remember, 30, 40 bucks, something like that. Runs on 8 D-cells. Once again, batteries are going to become a valuable commodity if things go down completely. But the bottom line is this silly thing will run on 12 volts also. So you might consider that. You might also consider putting up some place in your neighborhood where you can post notices, because communication, if it goes down, the original post office was a post stuck into the ground and people would stick notes onto it, information. You might come up with some place to say, okay, if there's any information needs to be in a, you know, put out, we'll put that out, because forget email if the grid goes down. The grid goes down, the batteries run out in the phone systems, the power goes out. I've been in 40 water treatment plants, at least, in 4 states working on control systems. None of them at that time had any backup power supply. I've heard Gallia County has a backup generator for the main plant, but that doesn't mean all the pump stations. So just accept the fact that water's going to be an issue, communication's going to be an issue, power's going to be an issue, food's going to be an issue, and you're going to need to watch each other's back. Now, here's a serious problem, and I'm going to bring this up. My mother was born in 1912. She was a very pretty, slim lady when the Depression hit, and she lived in a nice part of town. And when somebody came to the door, back then they didn't have too many telephones, so we're going to have the same thing. But she carried it was a glass front door, but she carried a .38 revolver Colt with her when she went to the door. Because you didn't know who was going to be at the door. Was it a robber? Was it a beggar?
You know, that's a funny thing, Jim. Actually, yeah. It's not funny at all. I've been trying to retrain myself. As a civilian, you know, I'm ex-military, and so is Ron. The psychology where if there's somebody coming up the street and they're coming on my property and they're wearing a uniform, they don't belong here. What do you do?
Yeah.
Chuck says you open up on them right then and there.
Oh, boy.
Because they don't belong. But the thing of it is, of course, you're starting a firefight with freshly trained, highly equipped, technologically adept individuals. So I don't know. There's a question in mind as to how do you handle this sort of thing? And boy, that's been a tough one for me.
Right. This is part of the issue. Now, here's what I'm going to mention about the bullhorn and the phones.
Of course, we're back to info again. I mean, if they see 4 or 5 farmers coming up behind them, too, and then 3 or 4 more coming down the street from the other direction, that kind of change, that's a game changer.
Yeah. Right. Now, once again, we're going to go back to the neighborhood deal, but she came to the door with a .38. You didn't know who was going to be there. Now, here's once again. I'm not a racist. I have no problems with anybody's religion, their beliefs, or what have you. So don't look at it this way. But when the stuff hits the fan, your neighbors, it won't bother you if one's a Muslim and one's an atheist, or one's from Poland, one's from Italy. Who cares? But I will tell you this much. You need to know who's in your neighborhood. Because if you're watching the neighborhood, who are you and what the heck are you doing here? And all your differences based on BS will disappear. I guarantee it. And this is from talking to missionaries. This is every time I have listened to shortwave since I was a kid, and I am fascinated by people from other cultures. There are a whole lot of people in America right now because they left Lebanon when the blood hit the fan. It ain't going to be poop. It's going to be blood. And they have left Venezuela. I was talking to a fellow from Venezuela. And these people will tell you dead seriously, you get along with your neighbors, you figure out what's going on, you band together, you protect each other's back, and all this stupid stuff, it goes out the door.
It goes away.
Exactly. It goes away. All these things they've used to try to divide us one against the other. So just start talking. Now listen to me very carefully. I would guess there's a high percentage of people, I don't know, 70, 80, 90, who are still drinking the Kool-Aid. They still are TV heads. And I don't have a TV. My parents wouldn't even let a TV in the house when I was little, and we could afford one. Because they lied. Dad says, why should we have something in the house lie to you? But there is
that's what my dad said.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a big chunk of people who aren't going to listen. Don't worry about it. I've spent four decades people telling me I'm crazy and I'm stupid. They said, well, one fell in one breath said, you're the smartest person I know, most educated, something like that. I can't remember. He said, but you're crazy. And I've heard this a dozen times from people saying, yeah, you know your stuff, but you're crazy. So
only a dozen?
Well, I got lucky. But there are gobs of people who will tell you, don't worry about it. You love them anyway.
And there's twice as many that won't tell you. They'll just think
it. Now, a lot of them won't tell you're crazy, but they think that. But that's okay. But just
nothing like that wake-up call when it comes rolling down the road, though.
Right. Nothing like, oh, my God, somebody's house burned down. Because you won't have water to protect your house.
That's right. Hey, we're going to go into a quick break here, Jim. Folks, call in if you like, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to carry on with Jim from West Virginia on the subject of communications when the grid goes down.
Have you ever wanted to hear your songs on CD? Discquick Manufacturing can turn your album project into a professional product, ready for publishers and record companies worldwide. Now is your chance. You can have your project pressed into store-ready albums and never again be embarrassed by a lesser quality product. Imagine all your hard work turned into CDs, giving you the advantage that every new and legendary artist needs to have. Discquick Manufacturing will create your CD project right out of Nashville, Tennessee. Music City, USA. Be the best that you can be. Find us on the web at www.discquickmfg.com for a quote on the finest product manufacturing money can buy. Take your talent to the next level today. Call Disquick Manufacturing Incorporated at 615-410-7924. That number again, 615-410-7924.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The Human Food Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street.
Hello, folks. We're back again on the Human Food Factor Show, broadcasting out of Liberty, Tennessee, through our network in Texas, the RBN Network. We are talking with Jim Lavelle from West Virginia today about the subject of communications. What happens when the caca hits the fan? And what you gonna do?
When they come for you.
Yeah, that's going into our second hour. We're on our last short segment here. Okay, we were talking about, let's see, refresh my memory. We were talking about...
Bullhorns, notice boards.
Yeah, bullhorns and notice boards, if such a thing is possible, or, a central focal point of some kind where, and phone numbers, just something as simple as exchanging phone numbers, whether they work or not.
Beforehand, just
having that confidence in each other where, hey, we are talking and we are talking about a particular subject matter. And, hey, if the river in the middle gets real high and we all got to move around a little bit, we need to be available to help each other. And Jim, go ahead and take on over here. We got about 3 minutes left. This is a short segment. Then we'll go into our second hour and you can hit her full force.
Okay. Let me touch on something else. We all know people who have, I've got 14 assault rifles and 40,000 rounds of ammunition. If you're guarding your neighborhood, believe me, if you don't have a gun, somebody else will. That's one point. I guess everybody's aware of the fact that it's storable food and a means of preparing it, water in the event the power goes out, and a means of defending it. But here's what's going to happen. When your neighborhood is under attack, you're going to block off it as much as it can and say, who are you? What are you doing here? And this is where the bullhorn comes in real handy. Or if there's a situation where you've got to wake people up, this is where car horns, handheld horns, something along those lines are very, very handy things to have. And an agreement as to what each sequence of horn blasts means. And you will find that there are a whole heck of a lot of people who will be your friends when you think of them as, well, I just barely knew that guy across the street. Anybody who's gone through a hurricane, all of a sudden the whole neighborhood gets together. Oh, I think I've got some gasoline here in my tank, and you've got a generator, and people will cooperate. Just understand that all this stuff about everybody hates everybody, that's just a bunch of BS we've been programmed with.
Yeah, and I don't need to be the boss either.
That's, right, check your ego.
Yeah, check that ego at the door. You're
absolutely working.
Absolutely. It's all about the teamwork.
Right, it's all about what can I contribute. Now, as I said, I've been very concerned about a lot of different things. Bubba worries me, the guy who has, I've got 14 assault rifles and 40,000 rounds. Those guys worry me more than a little bit. But if it goes hot, you're going to want to know that guy. And when we come back, we'll talk.
Big time.
Yeah, exactly. Now, when we come back, we need to talk about the regional, how do you communicate in your neighborhood. Little bitty radios are very handy. But the basics are a bullhorn and horns and knowing your neighbors and knowing what every one of those signals means. And cooperating to guard each other's backs.
Yeah, multiple noises. Multiple noises will wake people up, too. Like if you're honking your car horn and blasting that little air blast boat horn, boy, I'll tell you, that'll get somebody's attention.
Absolutely. So the main thing is to, number one, communicate and be aware. And then number two, come up with a plan of action. And there are all kinds of little radios. I'll touch on some of them. I'm not a real expert on radios. I've kind of forgotten a lot of things. But I am a prepper. And the main thing is to think about this during the break. How are you going to power it, number one?
Amen.
And number two, how are they going to talk to each other?
And how are you going to sustain that power, too? Man, I've been thinking a lot about that lately. Little bit of battery charging. Okay, folks, we're going to go into our second hour here in a moment. Thank you very, very much for listening. We have Jim Lavelle today talking about communications between neighbors, and we'll go into our second hour and discuss it more. Call in 1-800-313-9443. Have a pad of paper and a pencil ready.
Are you a guest?